Welcome to Annunciation with Father David. Father David is the priest at Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Decatur, Illinois, where every week people are connected to the ancient wisdom of Orthodox Christianity. Here is Father David.
Christ is in our midst. Good morning. I don't expect many of you to know who Dennis Prager is. He's an Orthodox Jew who lives out in California. He has a radio program in LA, and he has written several books. And the reason that I mention him is because he's meditated a lot on the concept of happiness. By any measure, modern Americans live in the lap of luxury. We have things at our fingertips that the rich and the powerful from centuries past would be green with envy about. And yet, the average American is unhappy, and dare I say, frustrated and angry. And Dennis Prager has spent many years meditating upon this phenomenon. And he's come up with a formula to try to explain this irony, the fact that we modern Americans have so much and yet remain unhappy. And his formula is U equals I minus R, where U stands for unhappiness, I stands for image or imagination, and R is reality. Now, imagination is one of the most powerful faculties that human beings have. It is the root of our ability to be co-creators with God. Back at the first part of the century, of the 20th century, a filmmaker from France imagined a rocket going to the moon and men walking on the moon. And half a century later, that imagination was made into reality. Very, very powerful. And every single human being has been endowed with the ability to imagine and to be a co-creator with God. The problem happens when our image of ourselves does not match reality. We think to ourselves that by this time in our lives, we should have accomplished X, Y, and Z, that we should have this amount of money in our bank, we should have this type of house, we should have X number of children, that we should have X number of cars, etc. But oftentimes, reality does not match our imagination, because life throws at us all kinds of challenges, trials, and tribulations. And when our imaginations get too crazy, too out of control, our goals become too lofty, and reality will not bend to our will. The difference between our imagination and our reality is huge, and thus we become unhappy. U equals I minus R. I mention this because I imagine, using my own imagination, that many of us halfway through Lent have used our imagination to think about how nice it would be to have a nice juicy hamburger or a pepperoni pizza or a nice steak or whatever it is that you enjoy breaking the fast with. And therefore, our reality, which is that we are in the middle of the fast, and our own expectations of ourselves is to follow the fast as best that we are able, and that we would feel guilty about breaking that fast, doesn't match our imagination of how good it would be to do or eat these things. And so therefore, here in the middle of Lent, we are tempted to be unhappy. And this is why, in the midpoint of Lent, the church gives us the cross. And why the church gives us the words of Christ. Those who would follow me should deny themselves, pick up their cross, and follow me. Because what this does is it redirects our imagination. It redirects the image that we have of ourselves in our mind. The image that we should have is one who has picked up their cross, who is following Christ to Golgotha to be crucified. This is the image that we must have in our life. And what this does in this equation that Dennis Prager has come up with is it reduces the difference between our imagination and reality to zero. Because reality is, we all get sick, we all get old, our bodies begin to fall apart, and we all die. And if we are living every single day, picking up our cross and accepting this reality, then our imagination and reality are equal, are zero. This does not stop us, of course, from being co-creators, from being inspired by the Holy Spirit to use our imagination for godly things, for creating things that are wonderful and good for the world. But keeping that cross the center of our lives keeps those imaginations in check so that we never imagine ourselves that we should be the person who creates the perfect energy source so that nobody ever has to go cold in the winter or too hot in the summer and be disappointed because reality doesn't allow us to do that. The other reason that we must keep the cross central in our lives is that ultimately we are incapable of imagining the good and the glory of God and what He has in store for us. And so if we are honest and if we are faithful, reality is actually greater than anything that we could imagine. And the cross reminds us that God Himself, the creator of all things, became a human being, willingly went to that cross to be crucified, to die, and to be buried, so that in His humanity, He could lift us all up in the resurrection to ascend into heaven and be enthroned at the right hand of God the Father. And in that reality is beyond anything that any of us could ever imagine. So if we keep the cross at the center of our lives, reality becomes greater than our imagination. And that unhappiness that you becomes a negative. And I know this because the happiest people I know and I have ever met are monastics. The people who on a daily basis meditate on their own death, who deny themselves the freedom of living in the world, the people who dedicate themselves every single day for praying for the world, and their reality is being with God on a daily basis, something beyond their imagination. And despite the fact that they live in conditions that you and I would find unmanageable and uncomfortable, they live with joy. Because that reality of God so outweighs the reality of even their own imagination, which again, they keep in check every single day by meditating on the cross. And so today, the church gives us the cross to bow down before and to venerate, to remind us of the glorious reality that awaits us at the end of this journey of Lent, the resurrection of our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, unto the ages of ages.